Let's talk about work and life and everything in between. Welcome to the new season of Bench Talk Podcast. I am your host and coach, Jackie Mitchell from Jackie Mitchell Career Consulting. Here on Bench Talk, you'll be part of the conversation with women just like us who are all about living big, living bold, taking strategic and big action, and being successful. Welcome to this episode of Bench Talk. Today, I'm talking about becoming. Who do you need to become in order to get what you've always wanted or what you've never had before? So in the last episode of Bench Talk, I spoke about overcomplicating your growth, and I dived into ways we do it and how we can stop doing those self-sabotaging behaviors. Well, in this episode, I want to go deeper. Because let's face it, in order to do something you've never done before, you've got to become someone you've never been. And I know you've heard that saying. So you've got to become someone you've never been. Why? Because your thoughts control your behavior, and your behavior controls your actions, and your actions control your outcomes. And if you've not been getting the outcomes you've wanted, you need to reverse engineer and look at your thoughts and mindset. I talk about mindset quite a bit, and that is the foundation of change for any transformation. What are the things that you've been thinking? What are those gremlins in your mind that hold you back? Here are just a few self-sabotaging behaviors. Counting yourself out before you even begin. Expecting failure and not starting. Hesitation because of fear. Paralysis because of fear. Overanalyzing. Doing the what-ifs game. Asking a ton of people for advice who are nowhere near qualified to give you advice. Low confidence and not going for what you want and not speaking up for yourself. Stop making excuses. Stop making promises. Make commitments instead. Promises are not as valued as commitment. Commitment means that you have to deliver, either to someone else or to yourself. And when you begin to value you, you'll never go back on a commitment to yourself. The only way to reach a goal is to get committed about it. It is as simple as taking an action towards it. So who do you have to become in order to get what you've never had before? That's someone who's committed to themselves, someone who sees value in themselves, and someone who trusts themselves. Another thing I'd like to point out is that if you're lazy in one area of your life, I guarantee that it will show up in many areas of your life. How you are here is how you are there. It may not be overt, but it is showing up in some form. Your thoughts ultimately turn into beliefs, which ultimately turn into behaviors, which dictate your actions. And just as a side note on the word lazy or laziness, we tend to use that to describe something we don't want to do or procrastinate. Part of the reason we do this is because we're not really interested on that deeper level in the thing that we're putting off. That's just something to think about. So what I found is money and time are the two biggest excuses we give ourselves. I don't have the money and or I don't have the time. Here's an exercise for you to get a glimpse into who you are right now. There are two things I want you to do. The first thing, look at the last 10 receipts you have. What story does that tell? The next thing, how did you account for your time last Friday and last Saturday? And if you work, what did you do the last 3 days after work? See, many of us suffer from lack of time management skills and money management skills, mainly because we don't know where we're actually spending our time and money. This is where you have to get really honest with yourself and ask, what am I doing? And it is never too late to ask. So back to our topic, who do you have to become? That's a question you have to ask yourself. I don't have your specific answer, but here are a few thoughts to help you out. I have to become someone who trusts. I have to become someone who trusts myself, who puts myself first, who values my time, who's courageous in spite of fear, does things in spite of circumstances not being perfect, knows that perfection is not a thing, asks for help, doesn't compare, someone who doesn't play the victim, someone who knows that it's okay doing things a new way, someone who gives themselves grace, someone who makes decisions and sticks to it, someone who isn't afraid of walking away, someone who doesn't believe in failure, someone who invests in themselves, who doesn't dwell on the past, who takes calculated risks, someone who doesn't get overwhelmed, who has conviction, who has courage, is authentic, is strategic, someone who gives themselves permission, someone who says no, someone who celebrates themselves, someone who knows their worth, someone who stops making excuses, someone who stops procrastinating, and someone who unapologetically shows up for themselves. I know some of you are probably saying, but Jackie, you don't understand. It's not that easy. You don't know my life. I have kids. I have a husband. I have a partner. I have ... fill in the blank. I never once said that it would be easy. So what if it isn't easy? So what? Giving birth to anything isn't easy. I know because I'm a mother of three and a business owner. I've birthed many things in my life and none of it was easy. I was a young mother at 21 who went to university full-time and worked full-time. If I waited until my son was out of diapers or out of high school before I did anything for myself, I would not be where I am today. We as women, and some of us as moms, will put off so many things in our lives and put everyone and everything else before our needs. We really need to take a look at that because I truly believe it's avoidance wrapped up in self-worth and self-esteem issues. See, we don't like temporary discomfort and we don't like to face the ugly truth about ourselves. There are no in-betweens. You're only growing or regressing. The myth that we sometimes tell ourselves is that if we're not moving, we're stuck. That's not really true. We're actually regressing. So you have a choice, grow or regress. It's really black or white. Let me get back to a health example that I talked about in last episode, because I want you to understand something here. I had always wanted to get in better shape and get physically stronger and build muscle, but I kept making excuses. I kept putting it off. I kept telling myself that I don't have time for it because I was way too busy. What did I do? I stopped making excuses. Cold turkey. I just stopped. A lot of the things that I do that finally gets me to where I want to go is that comes from frustration. I get to a point of frustration and I say enough is enough, right? And so I finally stopped making excuses. I realized that I was right. I did not have time. I had to make time. And I also had to look at my time management skills when it came to my personal life. It was shitty. So no, I don't know your life, but what I do know is that when you fight for your limitations, you will get them 100% of the time. So who will you have to become? I hope you enjoyed this episode of Bench Talk. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, rate, and review so we can bring you more great conversations. And speaking of conversations, did this episode resonate with you? Are these some of the challenges you face in your professional life? Do you want help, support, and guidance in overcoming these obstacles and advancing to the next level? You do not have to go at it alone. I invite you to book a free career strategy call with me. Details are in the show notes below.